Three Lessons Hannah Teaches Us About Persevering in Parenthood by Kia Stevens, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse, 1 Samuel 1:27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Raising kids is unpredictable. We never know who will break a bone or a vase, stick something up their nose, or make a really costly decision. And it's our motherly and fatherly instinct that wants to swoop down on eagle's wings and solve every problem, but we can't. I imagine you are either in one or headed to it. Maybe you find yourself struggling to balance work and home. Maybe you're finding it tough to discipline a terrific 2-year-old. You may even find yourself dealing with some far weightier woes, a terminal illness, a disability, a rebellious child, an addiction. If you feel powerless as a mom or dad, I'd like to offer you 3 things to remember when you're spending time in the trenches. Number 1, cry out to God. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, 1 Samuel 1:10. Hannah began her powerless season of motherhood with infertility. Before she ever knew the challenges that would come with being a mother, she questioned if she'd even become one, and she had nothing else to rely on but God. She poured her heart out to him, and he answered. And it wasn't immediate, because Scripture tells us that Hannah had been childless for years. She endured a lengthy season of hopelessness while shouldering the taunts of her rival Peninnah. Day after day, she had no knowledge of when or if her pain would end. We, like Hannah, must pursue God when we feel powerless. God is no respecter of persons. He will hear our prayer too, and in his own time and way, he will answer. Number 2, trust in his sovereignty. And the Lord had closed her womb, 1 Samuel 1:5b. Hannah knew God had the power to open her womb, but didn't. And yet, in her despair, she continued to trust him. Though she could have turned away, she chose to move towards God in prayer. When we feel powerless, we must trust in God who has all power. He has a plan for our painful circumstances. He always does. What he allows in our life is calculated and pregnant with purpose. If you're in a difficult parenting season, know that God sees you. Every tear, unspoken worry, and sleepless night has not gone unnoticed by him. Believe against all doubt that in all things God is working for your ultimate good. Romans 8:28. Number 3, look for God's goodness. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her. 1 Samuel 1:5a. Even in Hannah's suffering, she was favored. God gave her a loving husband who expressed his care for her through words of affirmation and gifts. And although she had what her rival lacked, it wasn't enough to lift her spirits. Pain often makes it difficult to see the good in our lives, but in every season, it is there. When we purpose to see it, we will discover just how much goodness persists in the midst of our pain. We, unlike Hannah, cannot allow ourselves to be blinded by grief. God's blessings are abundant, whether we recognize them or not. If you feel powerless as a parent, know that God's love and care is lavishly poured out on our behalf when we need it most. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." 2 Corinthians 12:9.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.